Hi, Books and Wine, the podcast listener. So glad to have you back. And this is Wendy, your host for Books and Wine, the podcast. And today we have a bonus episode. And this bonus episode is so special to me and to the Books and Wine community because back in 2020, when the pandemic hit, we had a big adjustment to do because Books and Wine was always a community, was always about meeting and events, and we couldn't do that safely anymore in the pandemic. So we took our little community online and we started connecting on Instagram. And so this bonus episode was filmed back in 2020. And for the full experience, you can always check our Instagram page, which is Books and Wine KE. But for now, take a listen. A quick note, the audio is not what it sounds like in the intro. So just bear with this, bear with us. A girl was just getting used to all this tech, but trust me, it's still worth listening, even with the glitchy audio. And yeah, bye.
Hi guys, welcome to Books and Wine, the quarantine edition. And so today what we're going to be doing is matching some books with some wine. And with the theme for today, we're going to do love, because we all need a lot of love right now, especially during this season. So for the wine, I'll go with this John B. Rosé, which is a beautiful rose-colored sparkling wine. And this wine is produced and bottled by Rit Valley Wines out of South Africa. And serving suggestions is that you should serve this chilled. And so sip with me. Have my bottle. Let's go. Hear that pop and that fizzle. Oh my gosh. And so we be drinking out of this fancy flute, because why not? It's such a beautifully rose tinted rosé. It's a bubbly, and I think it's a perfect drink to accompany some love stories. Feels like butterflies. On the nose, very fresh, very fruity, very light. I love it. This feels like the right drink for some love stories. To start us off, we're going with this classic, Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. I'm sure you've read this book or you've heard about it, but I keep this copy because I always find myself going back to read the story. So basically, it's a tragic love story about Romeo and Juliet, written in a play format, and features old English. And so if you stick with it, read through the thighs, thous, these, those, and all the other T's. Underneath of that is a very nice, beautiful story that paces very well. So that's book number one. Oh my god, this one is so good. On the second book, the second book is Stay With Me. I'm going to feature for you guys Stay With Me. I recommend this book to everybody. So this book is written by Ayobami Adebayo, and it follows two characters, Akin and Yejide, who are college sweethearts, and they get together to start a family, and their love is strong, but it comes against so many things, so many challenges, from family interference to losing a child, to sickness, to so many things. So just read this book and find out what happens to the love story. The other book on love is A Penny in Love. So this book is set in China in, I think, between the 17th and the 19th century. It's about Penny who falls in love with a guy, but then she gets despairs because she has an arranged marriage coming up, and so her solution is to kill herself. So just before she dies, she discovers that the man who her father arranged for her to marry is the same man that she loves. But then again, it's too late. So yeah. So that's A Penny in Love. That's for Penny in Love by Lisa C. Yeah. And because we are reading across the world, there's this book, The Book of Love, which is a very beautiful love story about Dom and Erin who hook up really fast. They move quickly, they get married, and everybody thinks that their love, their marriage will not last. But I mean, because of how fast they get together, but then they surprise everybody, or rather they come across problems, and then the thing that saves them is literally the book of love. So what is this book of love? This is a book that they write to each other. It's like a notebook that they write all the thoughts, all the feelings, all the things that they cannot tell each other. And so they write in that book, and it helps them get through whatever challenges they're going through, which I think is a beautiful idea about communication and just working out things in marriage especially. So yeah, those are some of the love stories that I've read that have stuck with me. And I'd love to hear what love stories you guys would recommend for me to read, and for other book and winers to read, or some other wines that probably make you want to be in love, make you think of love. And before I go, there is also some other books that on love, and another one is The Map of Love by Adaf Swaif. This is a very expansive book. Was shortlisted by the book for the Booker Prize, and so it just is multi-generational and it's beautifully written, a bit complex also, but moves across Egypt and England and the US. And another love story that I recommend to a lot of people is All the Light You Cannot See, which is set in the during World War One, and that book by Anthony Doerr will just make you cry, make you believe in love. And it follows a blind girl who falls in love with a guy before they ever see each other, because they talk over the radio. And yeah, those are some of the love stories that have stuck with me. I'd love to hear about any stories, or what stories, love stories especially, have stuck with you. So that's it for me for this edition of Books and Wine in Quarantine. And until next time, stay safe, stay reading, stay sipping. Cheers.